on, Bother. I think I found them. Excuse me. Excuse me. Ex-wife with scorter settle coming through. What the hell is that?
Bernice Summerfield.
You know me.
I am a rank Zing of the people. There is very little that we don't know.
Do you know what that thing is?
Of course. Two people have built a time path, a conduit from here through space and time. The other end is anchored at their intended destination in time.
When is that, and where?
Earth. About 3,164 Earth years ago, give or take 5 years.
So that's, about 570 BC. Oh, bugger.
What?
It's Babylon. That's where they've gone. Wirgoxu must have got the idea from my paper. They've plonked down right in the Neo-Babylonian era. Best time to visit.
More than visit. From their personality profiles, it seems likely they have been planning this for some time. Going undercover on a barbarian world. Leaving the people.
And if they wanted to leave the people, they'd have to go somewhere you couldn't follow. Somewhere that's out of bounds because of the peace treaty?
Exactly. The Milky Way and a different time period. They probably expect us to hush it all up and forget about it. But we can't.
Why not? Shut down the path. They must be where they want to be by now. Hide any evidence that it ever happened. If they want to be somewhere else, it won't matter if they can't get back. Oh, goddess. You said two people. You're quite sure of that. I mean, one of them wasn't a human.
Two people. We'll go Gazoo and Gazee Gazetel. And a servant drone.
Oh, thank goodness. For a moment I thought that Jason...
They did, however, have one of your species with them. A male. He did not accompany them willingly.
Oh, no. Look, what I said about shutting down the path...
It is irrelevant. We cannot shut it down. We do not have the technology.
No, they haven't used people technology, have they? They've used our time rings to create this somehow. That's why Jason nicked mine. They probably paid him a fortune for it. Look, couldn't you send some of your people along the path to bring them back? No, of course. That would be another treaty violation.
Indeed. And besides, we have discovered, at some cost, that they have created a disabling field at this end. Anyone who attempts to step on the path here dies. So we are intending to use a different method.
Oh, yes.
We are going to send a forced singularity bomb down the path. The only drawback is that it would destroy a substantial area at the path's terminus.
How substantial?
Oh, no more than a 20-kilometer radius.
You realize, of course, that would be changing history.
Yes.
Substantially.
Yes.
Wirgoxu and Xigazitel haven't chosen any old backwater. They've chosen a pivotal point in human history. A population center that can shelter a quarter of a million people. I know that doesn't sound like much to you, but it's the largest city in its era on Earth.
However, if we blow the path away, we can claim it was a natural phenomenon. And the other parties to the peace treaty can pretend they believe us. If not, another war would destroy more than just one city. Whole galaxies could be destroyed. Destroying one city, altering one bit of history, it's worth it.
But...